It's good to be back in the house of the God tonight.
Bless him, Lord.
I was, as we sat there Sunday eating, I thought, I went to Gordon. There wasn't a whole lot of people there. They were on, most of them was on vacation. And the pastor told me, he said, I know there ain't a big crowd. He said, but just preach.
Amen.
He said, your word ain't going to return void. I thought, golly, that's something right there. Having faith in God enough to, where there's just two or three gathered together in His name there, He'll be in the midst. Just to know that He's there, that's just something right there. And I got to thinking about that, and when Brother Mark said that, I said, it didn't return void. All that studying, all that reading I've done, all that praying, it didn't return void.
Amen.
And I got to thinking about who I'm rooting, who saved me, and who I'm rooted in. And I thought about Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, and this is where we're going to be tonight. And it says in Colossians 2, verse 6, it says, as you therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you've been taught, abounding therein in thanksgiving. Lord, just give me the words tonight, Lord. Don't let me be in myself, Lord, but be a vessel for You, Lord. Just help me to preach Your word, Lord. Put a touch on me, Lord. Just help me not to let anything in my head that ain't of You, Lord. Just help me to preach Your word. Help me to be a worker, Lord. Help me to just preach everything You need me to preach tonight, Lord. Give me the words to say and everything You need me to do, Lord. Amen. And as I read, I thought, I was sitting in my room and I was reading, and I had my fan on, and I went to Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 23, and you don't have to turn there, that's just where I was. And I was sitting there, and literally my page turned all by itself, and I thought, that must be where I need to be. And I started reading that, and I said, that's exactly where I need to be. And I got in verse 6, and I'll read over this again, and it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, and as ye have been taught, abounding therein in thanksgiving. And it says, beware lest any man spoil that through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And he's saying right there, if anything of the world is, if people are coming to you and trying to get you into the things of the world, don't listen. It's the wrong stuff. It's the wrong thing. Remember who you're rooted and who you're grounded in, who you're growing of. And I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about what it says, rooted and built up in Him. I got to thinking about a seed, and when it's planted, it goes down before it can come up. How it starts growing roots down before it can ever start coming up. And I thought, when I was saved, I had to start growing roots into the Word. I had to start getting in the Word. I had to start reading my Bible. I had to start praying. I had to start studying. I had to start getting to know who saved me. And I had to start get closer to Him. And I thought, that so many times as Christians, as soon as we get saved, we go out and we start trying to get everybody else saved. And I thought about that, and I thought about how many times Christians get destroyed straight off the bat by that, because people, they're so easily swayed. They're so excited about being a Christian that they don't really understand that the things of the world yet. And I had some notes. And I started thinking of notes I could write down and what I was getting from this that I might be able to share with y'all. And one of them was, digging in and building up is about the most important part of our Christian walk. We got to dig in when, the armor of God, we got the sandals. The Roman soldiers, they had sandals with nails in them. So when they stood back with their shield, they weren't going to move. They weren't going to be moved. There wasn't nothing that was going to move them unless they really come after them. And I got to thinking about that and how it was all into the ground. It was all into something that was unmovable. And I got to thinking about the Lord and how unmovable He is. He's everything. The Bible says He's the rock. The Bible says He's what we use our fortress. He's our high tower. And to me, He's my everything. And I started thinking about that, and that's what I've got my roots in. That's what I've started growing in. The deeper my roots get, the closer I get. The stronger my relationship is, and the closer my relationship is, the better I'll be able to share His gospel.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what that's what Christians are for. Christians mean to be Christ-like. What did Christ do? He shared the gospel with everybody and everything he come in contact with. He didn't sit on a pew, warming that pew up every Sunday and Wednesday, not holding that pew down. He was up and he was walking and he was preaching all the time. And another note kind of come to me, I was thinking about preachers preaching when they're uprooted. When the world's tore them down, they'll tear some other people down with them. As a preacher, I gotta make sure there's nothing in my heart that don't need to be there before I get up and preach. But if there's something in my heart that don't need to be there, I might as well just sit back down. I might as well just be in the very back of the church crying my eyeballs out and not even get up here because there's no point in it. The Lord would not be in something that I'm not allowing Him in. If I don't allow Him to remove something, He ain't going to be in my message. And I thought about Paul and when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, he become rooted that minute. And how when he met Jesus, everything changed. It said the scales was removed from his eyes. And that's how it was for me. When I was saved, I instantly started growing my roots. I instantly started growing in Him. And when I start growing in Him, everything is going to start changing. The Bible says we're a whole new creature. We ain't just a new man trying to change. We're supposed to be a completely different creature. And I got to thinking, it says, for in Him... Yeah, verse 8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. It says in verse 9, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And I'm going to skip verse 10. It says, It says, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. In Him, we become complete. Now, the whole new creature is a complete creature. That chunk that seemed to be, that we was searching to fill that hole in our heart, that piece that was missing from us, is now it's been put in. It says, in Him, we are perfected. Not as a people today, we think perfect is like a, I don't know how to explain it. Perfect is like the highest. The closest you can get to anything being completely right. And that's not really what it means right here. That means perfected means complete. Right. It means complete. We're completed in Him that we may walk as Him and do as He done. And in verse number 11 it says, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. That's what baptism signifies. It signifies our going down as a lost sinner and coming up as a different creature, washing off the old man and coming up as a new. And I like what it says right here, risen up with Him through the faith of operation. When I read that, I thought about when Jesus gave His life on Calvary, that He didn't stay down. He didn't stay when He was to the lowest point of His life right then. He didn't stay down. He got back up. And he rose from the dead that He might give us victory over death and hell. And in verse number 12, it says, through the faith of the operation of God. I have faith in God now that I'm saved, that He's not. I'm not just going to stay where I'm at, that I'm going to keep going. It's the operation. The operation means where I work, there, it's an operation. I am assigned a thing to do, and I got to do it, or nothing else is, or nobody, somebody else is not going to be able to do their job. That's the way it is with Christians. If you ain't doing what you need to do for the Lord, somebody else might not be able to get closer to the Lord. Somebody else might not be able to do something for God because they might be watching you. Somebody might think, well, if that's what a Christian's like, I don't want to be like that. As soon as the devil come by and kicked him in the shin, he fell down crying like a little baby. That's not what I want to be like. I want to be rooted and strong. I don't want my roots to go down just a couple centimeters. I want them to go down feet into the Lord. I want to be as deep into the Bible and in His Word as I can be. And it's in verse number 13, it says, "And ye being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all your trespasses." Hey, right there's something that I can praise God for tonight. That all my trespasses are wiped away. That when I died and I accepted Christ, they was all wiped away. Never to be remembered against me again, that I might live for Him because He died for me. And that I wouldn't stay down as a lost person. That I may rise up in Christ as a new creature. Triumphant over death, hell, and the grave because of what He done for me. Hey, He went to Calvary for us that we might not stay dead, that we might have a new life in Him, that He might live in us, a new creature saved in Him, that we might walk with Him. And one day when we shed off His flesh, that we might live with Him, all because we decided to become rooted in Him as a new creature. I sat in my room when I read that and I just cried. Thinking of what He'd done for me. All the things I had done, all the sins I had committed was forgotten. I was saved. I wasn't going to hell. Do y'all get that tonight? You're not going to hell. If you're saved by the power of His grace and what He's done, you're not going to hell tonight. So many times we forget just who He is and what He's done. Y'all probably know Jeremiah Simpson. I went to listen to his first message, and he preached on God is enough. On He is enough. He preached on Him being El Shaddai, which means He is enough. Hey, tonight, He is enough to me. He's enough for me to believe. He's enough for me to accept Him into my life. All it took was Him and knocking on my door saying, "Son, you're lost. You're going to hell. I've already made everything possible. I've made a way for you. I've got a home waiting on you if you just accept me into your heart. Don't die lost. If you die lost, you're going to hell. It's going to be pain and agony all for eternity. Open the door, let me in." And guess what? I opened the door. And ever since, I've not been the same person I was. I've not wanted to do the same things I wanted to do because I've got roots in Him. When you got roots in something, that means you're feeding off of that. When a plant has roots in the ground, it feeds off the water and all the nutrients of the ground. And it starts growing and it starts getting bigger and it starts spreading out and it starts making fruit. When we become Christians, we need to start growing and we need to start planting or getting our roots deeper, and we need to start making fruit that the world might see just who Jesus is. So many times it seems like we forget, and we just, like I said, keep a pew warm. It seems like everybody just wants the preachers to do something. Hey, Christian, like I said, Christian means to be Christ-like. If you've accepted Jesus Christ in your life and you profess to be a Christian, like Brother Mark said, we need to walk the walk and talk the talk. And I went down and I read verse number 14. "Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross." Hey, when I accepted Him in my heart, He blotted out everything that was against me. When I die and the devil brings up, or when everything's tried to brought up against me, there ain't going to be nothing there for the devil to bring up. Everything that I've done in the past life as a sinner is gone, and that's not to be remembered against me. And I think about that, and that what that means is a canceled bond. And it said what I read, well, canceled bond was it in the East, A bond is canceled by being nailed to a post. So the bond of guilt against the sinner was nailed to the cross of Christ. The guilt of those sins is blotted out just as if they had never been committed. Hey, everything that was against me, everything that was sending me to hell, everything that was dragging me down is gone. Everything, the devil, when he comes around, he ain't got nothing to talk to me about. He ain't got nothing from that I want from him. And I get to say, devil, just go on. You know, you've done lost. You're going to burn in the lake of fire forever. You have no hold on me now. I have accepted Jesus Christ, the Son of God, into my life. And that those things you tricked me into doing when I was lost, those are not against me no more. Hey, I've got something new in here that wasn't in there when I was young and dumb in you. I've got a whole new mind. I've got a whole new heart in the Lord. And I believe I've become smart enough to know that what you've got for me isn't what I want. What the Lord has got for me in my life is what I want. I preached on Romans 6 a couple months ago about going down into baptism, coming up a new creature. And that's what it's talking about right now. In this chapter, I'll just say that. I can't remember the verse. But as a new creature, we are not in the same, we're not locked in the same bonds, we're not kept in the same place as what we was. It means to, I don't know how to say it, but it means to be and do something completely different. I heard a man say, if you go back to what you was doing before you said you got saved, then I'm not so sure you got saved. You better make sure you got what you thought you got, because it might not be what you thought. When I was 7 years old, my dad, when he went to pastor the church he was at, I thought I got saved. I thought I really did. For 3 years, I was on my way to hell and didn't even know it. I thought I was saved. I thought I was all right. But you know what? I was still living the life of a sinner. I was still a sinner. Everything I'd done and everything I did for the Lord, it didn't mean nothing. It didn't carry any weight in my Christian life, because I was not a Christian. I might have looked and acted like a Christian, but I wasn't in here. And like I said, for 3 years I was on my way to hell. If you're unsure of your salvation tonight, if the Lord is, if anything, Brother Mark said, I'm sure the altar's open. There's nothing, if you ain't going to hurt my feelings if you come to the altar. Hey, I know how it felt when I really realized I was saved and that new life was beginning, and how much of a relief it was to know that I'm not going to hell. And that's something I want everybody else to feel. And that's why I give in to the call to preach, to spread the gospel. And that's not everybody is called to preach. Not everybody is supposed to be a preacher. But we all have a ministry every day. When every day we go out into the world, we have a ministry. We all of us have a chance to talk to somebody, witness to somebody. I had a man, I was washing my car off the other day. He come up to me in the car wash and he said, I don't know if he was high or what. He couldn't get his words out, and he was twitching and everything. And he said, could you spare some money for a disabled veteran? And I said sure. And I gave him about $2 or $3, and that's all I had in my wallet. And he said thank you. And I said wait a minute. And he just kept going. After he got what I had, he was gone. That's the way the world will do. Once they have what you had to offer as a sinner, they're gone. They've left you behind. Everything you got to offer, you'll find yourself in a ditch somewhere, busted up, not knowing what to do, bawling your eyes out. Everything bad you can imagine, that's what you'll feel like. But with the Lord, there's something whole new to offer. And that he's got a whole different offer. So I heard a man one day, he said, my worst day as a Christian beats my best day as a lost person. And I thought, wait a minute, I don't have worse days as a Christian. Every day I live with the Lord, that's the best day ever. When I wake up and I'm able to put my feet on the ground and walk out the door and go to work, that's the best day ever. Because that's literally what we was made to do, was go to spread the gospel. I had a man tell me at work the other day, he said, tell me something that you don't think I'd know about the Bible. I said, well, do you know what a mansion means? When he speaks of a mansion, that he's going away to prepare a place for us, and that mansion he's building. And he said, ain't it like just a big house that in heaven? I said, no, that's not what that means. And he said, what does it mean? And I said, a mansion in Jesus' time, when a man was married, that he built a room onto the father's house. And that's where he lived. And when we accept Christ in our life, he starts building a mansion for us. He starts building a room onto the Lord's house for us when we get there. And when I told him about that, he said, I've never heard anybody explain that to me. He said, that's got a whole different meaning to it now. He said, being that close to God all the time, and He said, being away from the Lord in heaven, he said, would be awful odd. He said, going to your own place, he said, would be awful odd. I said, you're not going to be in your own place. It's going to be a place where he is all the time. And it seems like we don't even think about that anymore, that we've got a place built on his house where we can be with him and go to him anytime we need to. Amen. When we're in heaven. And all the things that a saved life and a Christian walk brings into it, how much better it is than being lost. I don't know. I thought I was going to get to preach on rooted and built up, but I guess I'm going to get to preach. What the Lord's given me a message is being saved and then getting rooted and built up. But tonight, if you don't know Him as a personal Savior, Ephesians 2, chapter 2 talks about it being a free gift. It's here for the taking. All you got to do is take it. We don't ever have to buy it. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to do anything for it. Except take it. And I've used that a lot in the message lately, but that's what the Lord's burdened me to say tonight. And He's kind of telling me to start wrapping up here, so I'm going to share a few more thoughts with you, and I'm going to give it over to my dad. And I thought about another one. It says, to be rooted deep in the Lord, is completely different to be rooted in this world. As a lost person, we're rooted into this world. We're drawing off of this world. We're living just for the next dollar or whatever we can get our hands on. And that's all this lost life will bring. Working for anything and everything you can get your hands on. As a lost person, I tried to fill my life with the things of the world. I tried to occupy every minute I had so I didn't feel like there was something empty. But now, as a saved person, as a saved child of God, I don't ever feel empty. When I get away from God and I'm not in His will, I feel empty. Because I'm not walking in the way He's put me in. I'm trying to stray off the path. But as a lost person, I didn't ever feel any comfort like I do now. When something's hurting me so bad I can't stand it, emotionally, physically, or whatever, I feel comfort still. There's still a comfort in the Lord that I've never been able to find with anything else. There's still a peace of when I'm down in the valley and nobody else can help me, that the Lord is still there and He's still with me. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'd be with us all the way. I told somebody the other day, I said, when I'm laying on my deathbed, I said, I want to have my Bible and a Dr. Pepper and a Snickers bar. I said, that'll be the best way to go out. And he said, you goofus. I said, no, but I said, think about that though. I said, think about going out with my Bible sitting there. And I said, knowing that I'm getting ready to go meet my Lord and going out with the best thing in the world, a Snickers bar and a Dr. Pepper. And then I'll give y'all another point and I'll be done. What you're rooted in will show in your life. If you're rooted in this world, it'll show. But if you're rooted in the Lord, it'll show too. It'll show even better when you're rooted in the Lord, because there'll be something different about you. When I started working and where I work, a boy told me, he said, "There's something different about you." I said, "Was that bad or good?" He said, "No, it's good." He said, I just feel God on you when I'm around you." I said, "It's all what He's done, not anything I've done." I said, "All I did was accept Him into my heart, and ever since I said He's been working on me to grow." And I said, and he said, "I can tell." He said, "I got saved back in 2016. He said I was into anything and everything. He said, "I got 2 DWIs, and he said, "I can't even drive to work." And he said, "But he said something about you." He said, makes me want to just get in my Bible even more. I said, "Don't say that. I don't want the big head." And I said, just thank the Lord for what He's done.
Amen.
And he said, "The fruit that you're bearing," he said, "everybody sees." He said, "And I thank you for walking with the Lord." And I said, what you've said has been a blessing to me, and I can tell you've walked with the Lord. I can tell you've spent time with Him this week and today. And I told that young man, I said, I'm glad that I've met you, because you've been a help to me ever since I've met you. When we get, that's the important part of being rooted, because the Bible says to be in a church. The Bible says not to be separate of ourselves. That means to be in a church. That means to be in a church doing His work, not sitting on a pew, like I said, not warming that pew up. Being in a church is about the most important part of a Christian walk. That when I in our church, the church I go to now is Charity Hill Baptist Church, and being in part of that church has helped me grow as a Christian, because that's where God wants me to be. That's where God has led our family to be, and I can just feel God in that church, and I feel God here, and I can see that all of y'all can have been walking with Him and been with Him and been spent time with Him this week. But if there be any one of y'all lost, there's a way to find this path that I'm on. He's knocking on your heart. I know how it feels. I know where you've been. Just accept Him. That's all you got to do. I'd way rather be living in a room built onto the Father's house than burning in hell. That's something that popped up in my head when the Lord was knocking on my door. I sat in the pew for through the whole message. He started working on me as soon as my dad got in the pulpit. And I sat there for 45 minutes with the Lord knocking on my door. I felt like I was trying to swallow a sock or something. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't do anything. And my mom about halfway in the service said, "What is wrong with you?" I said, "I don't know." And about 5 minutes before altar call, I figured out what was wrong. I was lost. But the Lord saved me from that. And ever since then, I've tried to live the life that He set before me. And if you ever want to have anything good and anything, any peace about you, any comfort in your life, you're going to have to accept Him. You'll never find it as a lost person. Now that I've become rooted in Him, it's going to take a whole lot to tear me out. As a lost person, it didn't take anything to tear me out of one thing and put me in another. It didn't when I cut myself off from God, when I stopped growing. That's the way it is with every Christian. When you stop reading your Bible and you forget about praying, I've done that before, and it seemed like I've lost all contact with the Lord. But tonight, as I'm turning it over to my dad, I want you to think about that. Are you rooted in the world, or are you rooted in the Lord? There's a difference in that, and once you're saved, you'll be able to tell it so much better. The peace and the comfort that the Lord brings in your life is just completely different than what the world has to offer. It's so much better and so much sweeter. Good. Thank y'all.